Okay, we have Kyle Farnham. Also, a very quick, short trivia, and hopefully we'll move on to everyone's favorite city afterwards. Okay, so we have Kyle Farnham. Drinking on purpose. We'll get to that, hopefully today. So we have Kyle Farnham. What is Kyle Farnham's? Right?
When he's been chicken.
You take a chicken, and you do some sort of like...
More money. Magic.
Non-Jewish looking ritual, right, where you flip a chicken over your head, and boom, everything's forgiven. Okay, good. Sounds like Carbonus, right? A little bit, right? Sounds like Carbonus. It's kind of what Carbonus... The chicken, right, we say, Zech Alifasi, Zech Murasi, right? This chicken is in place for me. We'll see in a second, okay? Says Rashi in the second Shabbos, top of page 83. Rashi quotes from the Chubas Agaonim, a practice which is very similar to Kaparos, except they didn't use a chicken. They used a flower pot or a legume pot, a bean. They used some sort of a, yeah, exactly, a legume pot, and they would swing it around their heads. So, and he says, he would say, Zech Hachazeh, Zech Alifasi, the same Lashonas we use for Kaparos, just it wasn't a chicken. The Rush,
what did you do with the pot?
What?
What'd you do with the pot?
The Rush of Masechta Yuma quotes, why Dafka ate chicken? So he quotes three reasons. Number one, chickens were very common. They were cheap. Everyone had access to chickens. Number two, he says there were rich people who used to use elim. They would use rams as a zecher for the Isle of Yitzchak and Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, he says to make it more shovel the whole nefesh, people could afford it, they use a chicken. And the third reason he says is because the Aramaic word for a chicken is gever. Gever also means a person. And therefore, it's an allusion to kapara for the person. And he says, we give the chickens to the aniyim and we throw the innards on the roof so the birds can eat them. So we do some form of chesed. The Rama writes, the guys in Yochai 83, don't change the minhag. Even though the Rama writes, he says that this is the minhag that we have. He says English shanos, and he says ki hu minhag basikin. This is an old, ancient minhag that people have to do kaparos. He says therefore, don't change the minhag. And Mr. Barua, as Eitan pointed out before, he basically just points out that kaparos is essentially a form of karbanos, that you're saying that the things that are due to this chicken now should have happened to me, that he's basically taking my place. Mishnah Berurah says that the ideal time to shech the kaparos is at night after you do slichos, because that's when the most rachamim is found in the world. And he says that's why you should use a torch, because the dinis are not allowed to shech at night unless you have light or a torch. And obviously in those days they didn't have actual light. Fine. Also, he says, Mishnah Berurah says, practically speaking, it's a good idea to shech kaparos a couple of these before Yom Kippur, not just an Erev Yom Kippur, because an Erev Yom Kippur, the shochet probably been up all night and he's probably been checking a million chickens, and he's tired, he may not actually do a proper shechita and become an avela. It's a good idea to just do the shechita a couple of days in advance, and the shochet should prepare a couple of knives that are pre-checked to make sure that everything's kosher. He says, it's a good idea to kind of take care of this, you know, before and not leave it to the last minute. Going to page 84, we have the Rashba. The Rashba says that they would take an old chicken, they would cut its head off with its feathers, and they used to put the head in the front of their house with garlic. That was a minute.
They would cut off the chicken's head with the feathers, and they would put
garlic in the mouth of the chicken and hang it by the front of their house.
So they would have vampires.
Or like Harry Potter. Anyway, so Freck the Rashba. Freck the Rashba.
The feathers. You mean like?
And they didn't flay the chicken. They kept the. It looked like a whole chicken.
They didn't actually take a feather and.
No, they just chopped the head off. They chopped the head off. Okay, let's stop. So the Rashba asks, what's the obvious kashya, not only on this, but on kaparos in general? What's the obvious kashya on kaparos in general, and with this in particular, with this crazy minute of cutting off the chicken's head and hanging it by the doorway and putting garlic in his mouth?
How does that mean?
No, that's not the kashya.
That's not the question?
Not the question.
Isn't
that Sargon? No, it's up. Well, the animal's dead. Just 1 second to kill the animal.
That's very creepy.
Darkei Amori!
What?
Actually, Darkei Amori! Chukos Agoy!
I was about to say,
why is Kaparos mutter? I don't understand. I do hocus pocus, I kill a chicken, everything is forgiven. I go to the church, I have some wafers and some wine, and now I'm good to go. What is this? What kind of nonsense is this? Guys, why is Kaparos... Oh, okay, so good. So you're already hitting on the Ramban's famous kashi on the Rambam. Right, the Ramban in the beginning of Parashat Vayikra has famous kashi on the Rambam, which is the Rambam. What the heck? Rambam, what's the Rambam sheet about Karbanos? What does Rambam say about Karbanos? Anyone know the Rambam's famous sheet about Karbanos? Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that Karbanos... Just about. The Rambam says that Karbanos are the channel or taiva for Avodah Zarah. Really, every person who wants to worship idolatry. So we found a kosher way to worship idolatry. We're going to shech that Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi's like, are you crazy? These are Karbanos. These are the holiest things in the world. How can you say this was only the channel taiva for Avodah Zarah? So it's very similar. Rashba's Kashis, I don't understand. This is Darkei Amori. You know what the Rashba says? I got rid of Karbanos. Kaparos. I says, Pat says, the Kashu is better than the Darts. I don't know the answer. Kaparos is Mamish Dark Amori. I got rid of it. How on earth can you possibly justify this crazy myth? Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rashba and the Tshuva, in top page 84. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, very good. The Aruch HaShulchan says, don't go looking for white chickens. And he says, don't use things that are royal lahakrava, things you can offer as a carbon. By the way, anybody know, just interesting trivia fact, why can't you offer a chicken as a carbon? Chicken's a kosher animal. Why can't a chicken be offered as a carbon? The Beit HaVichai and the Ramban in Parshas Balak, of all places, talk about this. Anyone remember? Anyone know?
Because the duck.
It's what? Excellent. Very good. Beit HaVichai quotes that since the rooster and the chicken, they're animals that procreate, they have relations a lot with their mates. It's not, they're not moral, so to speak. Therefore, they're not royal hakram. That's what we're Yes, that's exactly what the comment is about. Ne'um ha-gever shesim ha'ayim. What we spoke about before, the word gever is Aramaic for rooster. Exactly. Very good. Okay? So first of all, the Aruch HaShulchan says don't use things that are ra'il ha-krava for kaparos. Then he says don't lean on the animal either because that looks like you're doing smicha on a carpet, right? So then the Aruch HaShulchan says that, what's that? Chickens are ra'il ha-krava, but it's no worse than saying b'sar zel pesachino. On Leil HaSeder, we have a chumrah, right, guys? One of the things on the Seder that we have is the sroach, right? The roasted shank bone. Why do we have a roasted shank bone on the Seder?
We don't want to make it look like the carbon Pesach.
We can't. But what? We don't eat the sroach, right? Because we don't want to replicate that. We don't want to make too much of a zecher. We don't want to look at the carbonos outside the azara. So therefore, we don't do that. Okay. Fine. Then the Aruch HaShulchan also writes that we should undo this minhag. He says we should undo the minhag of kaparos, and he says we should not go into Yom Kippur with the chashash of Isser Nevila. So the last thing you want before Yom Kippur is to perhaps violate, eating animals that are Nevila. And he says, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, by the way, he has a hilarious line. The Aruch HaShulchan says, if you look at, I'll just read this line inside, bottom of page 84, it's the third to last line of the Aruch HaShulchan. You see it? Ukvar tarchu gam bedoro shalifaneinu levaklan. Earlier generations tried to undo this minhag. The law also be other, and they were unsuccessful. Ki hehomon davuk bazeh kimoal mitzvahs esro. People are so stuck on this minhag of kaparos, like the mitzvah esro. He says people love kaparos so much, it's just so impossible to get rid of the minhag of kaparos. That's what he writes. Yeah, I don't know.
I really enjoy doing it.
Apparently, people like doing it. Now, Rav Avadja asked the kashya: should you do kaparos at Erev Yom Kippur, or should you do it earlier? So, on page 85, Rav Avadja writes that the Arizal was machbid to do kaparos. And then he writes, Yitzhadavka, do it earlier. He says the original minhag was to actually do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And he actually points out that the different things that we do to kill the chicken are reminiscent of the Arba Mises Bezdin to get a person in the mood for the Yom Adin. So, for example, he says, grabbing the two simanim, right? The trachea, the esophagus of the animal is similar to chenek. The shechita, of course, chopping the head off is hered. Throwing the chicken to the ground is like skila. And he says when you singe the chicken in the fire, it's like shreifa. So it's reminiscent of the Arba Mises Bezdin. We're trying to replicate that feeling going into the Yom Hadin. That's what we got for kaparos.